Here's the one we all love to hear, our precious Jesus. I'm thrilled with these marvelous days we have had together. My heart is filled with joy as I reminisce about the wonderful times that you, my loving and loyal bride, and I have spent together. We have talked, listened, laughed, cried, shared, understood, bonded, and loved. You can feel and sense that you've been strengthened through this time of resting in me, in my arms, and in my love, can't you? What you feel now is just a little taste of one of the beauties and rewards of heaven. It is also a taste of the power and strength that you will be blessed to partake of in the days ahead, the days of strengthening, of growth, of expansion, of reaping the greatest harvest you have ever reaped. There is so much ahead for you, my family, my brides. There is a bright and glorious destiny awaiting you. This time of rest and repose, of regrouping and reflecting, has helped to prepare you for the next phase of your lives, your service, your witness, your testimony, your harvest, and your eventual reward and honor in heaven. Shouts of joy and praise are even now echoing through the halls of heaven. If you stop and get quiet, you'll sense them, feel them, even hear them. The saints of heaven praise and rejoice because they know and see what has happened in your lives, in your hearts, in your homes, and they can see how it will help and strengthen you for the times to come. They can see what these spiritual truths that have been revealed to you will do for you in the days ahead. First, the days of strengthening and consolidating your gains of recent years, then the days of a great witnessing offensive and growth and expansion of your borders, then the final days of the end time, the time of tribulation, the time when you will shine with your greatest light and manifest your greatest power. Your loved ones in this realm, the angels and saints of all time, shout out and sing praise to me, and they also shout out their commendation of you. For you are the chosen ones upon whom the ends of the world are come. You are the ones living in the time that all the prophets dreamed of. You are those who will reap earth's last great harvest. The prophets and sages and saints of all history lift their voices now in a great and glorious shout, honoring not only me, but you. You have been granted a privilege unlike any other generation. You shall have a light and power greater than any of my children who have gone before you. That power and light all begins with our times together, our times of love, our times of joining together in spirit as you rest in me. It is through leaning that you are strong. It is through weakness that you are powerful. It is through quietness that you are bold. It is through forsaking that you gain all things. It is through humility that you will have confidence. I have placed a unique and special gift within the heart and spirit of each of you, my brides, through these days of feasting and resting in me. What you have gained is different for each of you and will be felt and manifested differently in each of your lives. Yet in every case, it is something that will keep you more closely connected to me, more dependent on me, more in love with me from here on out. Therefore, it will be a source of strength, of faith, and of courage to you through what lies ahead. Being more closely joined together with you now than we were before was what I desired most from these days, as well as what you needed most, and this is what we have accomplished together. Rejoice and be glad. Shout for joy, as do those in the heavenlies. Shout for joy because you are mine, the bride of the King and ruler of the universe. Shout for joy because you are eternally safe in my strong and loving arms. Shout for joy because you are connected to the everlasting source from which comes all power and might. Shout for joy because you will triumph in the end over all evil and darkness. Shout for joy because there is absolutely nothing that you and I, united in my love, united in my spirit, and assisted by all the power of heaven, cannot do. Shout for joy because there are no impossibilities to the children of David and the power of the keys. Shout for joy because you have heaven on earth in your hearts and homes, and heaven eternally to look forward to. Shout for joy and praise me now, my precious brides. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, dear love. Arabata kadabata papa. Wode ki hashama di halamo kode keteata ta papa. Arabata kane mishiri ki te papa. Koda da ta ta papa. Thank you, precious husband. Thank you, everlasting source of all power. Thank you, King of our joy and Lord of our hearts. Hallelujah. Habata keti kadabata papa. Arabata patapata papa.